जैसे डॉक्टर ली डी केनी, हिस्ट्री, फिजिकल, पेनाल्स, नन, ALS, टी ऑन लिंडा, LINDA, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 12/28/1963, प्लेस फ्यूचर केयर चार्ज विलेज, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 12/22/2023, 12/22/2023, पेशेंट सीन एट द फ्यूचर केयर चार्ज विलेज, इनिशियल हिस्ट्री एंड फिजिकल, हिस्ट्री ऑफ प्रेजेंट इलनेस, दिस इज अ 59-year-old female. She was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital, Bayview Medical Center. She was seen in the nephrology clinic. Worsening edema, progressive. Kidney disease. And they saw the patient evaluated. She was sent to the emergency room because of worsening edema, fluid overload, possibility of initiation of dialysis. Patient has a heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Echo done on December the 15th. Left ventricle suggested normal function, but regional wall motion was not able to be assessed. Patient has a bilateral leg edema that started to improve with diuretic. She was diuresed on admission, Lasix 40 IV, switched to 80 PO on December 18th. Goal, outpatient 1 to 2 liter output, not outpatient. Goal was to get output of 1 to 2 liter per day. Patient was diuresing well. Nephrology following the patient while hospitalized, and no indication for urgent dialysis was noted. Patient was maintained on Lasix 80 mg daily, 2 gram sodium restriction, maintained on Coreg, Imidur, nifedipine, and statin. Patient has CKD stage 4A3A. Due to biopsy proven diabetic nephropathy, creatinine was trending 2.75 2 months ago. On day of admission, she was a 2.35. And that was monitored closely. Anemia of chronic disease was monitored. She was given IV iron for 5 days. Neurogenic bladder status post chronic Foley, which was replaced on December the 16th. Outpatient urology was advised. Diabetes was monitored closely. Home glipizide was on hold due to kidney function. Sliding scale coverage was given. Patient has a history of anterior cervical discectomy and effusion in October 2023, and also has cervical myeloradiculopathy. PTOT was done. She also has bacteriuria. Per ID, no antibiotic indicated. History of PE and DVT. She was maintained on a pixie band. Muscle twitching and admission that resolved, and subsequently PTOT recommended sub-Q rehab. Patient was sent here. When I saw the patient today, patient is sitting on the wheelchair. She has some leg edema. She has no headache, no dizziness, complaining of pain and aches, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Next line, past medical history. Next line, CKD. Next line, diabetic nephropathy, status post biopsy. Next line, hypervolemia. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with macular edema. Next line, normal ejection fraction as per echo. Next line, history of cervical disc disease, status post surgery. Patient also has cervical myelopathy. Next line, hypertension. Next line, anemia. Next, an anterior cervical discectomy and effusion in October 2023. History of DVT and PE maintained on a pixie band. Medications upon discharge, Lasix, 80 mg PO twice a day. Next line, oxycodone, 10 mg Q4 hour PRN for chronic pain. Next line, Tylenol, 650 Q6 hour PRN, albuterol inhaler every 4 hours, apixaban 5 mg BID for known history of DVT and PE, atorvastatin 40 mg daily for hyperlipidemia, carvedilol 25 mg BID, cyanocobalamin B12 1000 mcg tablet daily, colace 100 mg 2 capsule BID, procrit, epotin alpha 20,000 units under the skin once a week, ferrous gluconate 324 mg daily, Flucinide 0.05% topical ointment daily, gabapentin 100 mg by mouth 3 times a day, isosorbide mononitrite 30 mg daily, loratadine 10 mg daily, nifedipine XL 60 mg daily, protonix 40 mg daily, miralax 17 gram daily, sana slash dacosate 8.6/50 2 tablet daily, allergies hydralazine and lantus. Socialistic patient denies alcohol or drug abuse. Rua system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ENA, the discharge, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, edema, dental urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no polyunipar, dipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, M3, blood pressure, 128/68/70, temperature 97.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body weight 270.5 pound, head rate macronomophalic, eyes anectaric, no ear or nasal discharge, throat no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs diminished breast on the basis, upper field are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels are positive, extremities, chronic edema, the neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3, and cooperative, gait not tested, patient is having generalized weakness and pain and aches. Assessment, patient is admitted to the subacute rehab for extensive physical therapy because of deconditioning with multiple medical problems. Next line, recent worsening kidney failure and bilateral leg edema, status post extensive diuretic and maintenance diuretics. Next line, CKD stage 4A3 and due to diabetic nephropathy, status post biopsy. Next line, neurogenic bladder. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, history of cervical disc disease, status post anterior cervical discectomy in October 2023, chronic pain. Next line, history of PE and DVT, maintained on a apixaban, history of asthma / hyperactive airway disease, maintained on albuterol inhalers, history of hyperlipidemia, history of B12 deficiency, history of GERD, history of arthritis, history of cataract, history of eczema, history of peripheral arterial disease, history of spinal stenosis, allergies, patients allergic to lantus, insulin, and hydralazine. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, follow CBC-CMP, PTOT, fall precautions. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Care plan also discussed with the patient. All her questions answered. This is the end of the education. Thank you.